Labor activists gather every May to remember a protest outside an iron and steel mill that stood in the Milwaukee neighborhood of Bayview. On May 5, 1886, about 1,500 people marched to the mill to get the workers to take part in a nationwide strike pushing for an 8-hour workday. The state militia fired on the marchers, and at least 7 people died. It's the bloodiest labor confrontation in Wisconsin history. At this year's memorial, State Representative Christine Sinicki read the names of the dead.
Frank Kunkel, Frank Novarchek, John Marsh, Robert Erdman, Johann Zaschka, Martin Jankowiak, and Michael Michalski. May you rest in peace.
Milwaukee folk singer Larry Penn sang a song he wrote to commemorate the incident.
The ground here is hallowed, it's haunted, they say, by the ghost of the workers that came here in May. When the killing was seen as a duty by some to put down the 8-hour day.
Labor unions contend the Bush administration wants to erode a federal wage law that provides overtime pay for working more than 40 hours a week. There are cases of people working more than 8 hours a day at full and or part-time jobs, and many salaried people in the professional sector work long hours as well. Ken Germanson of the Wisconsin Labor History Society says the Bayview Remembrance tries to inspire workers to get together to protect their rights and push for positive change.
I think one of the problems we've got is that far too many workers don't understand their heritage, how they got the kind of benefits they got. And if they understood that those are at risk by not speaking out, then of course this is all going to be taken away from us.
Larry Penn echoes Germanson's point.
It's time once again for labor to fight. It's time once again for us to unite. Tell me, what will you do for your roses and rest when they take back the 8-hour day?
The Bayview shootings and other protests around the U.S. did not immediately lead to an 8-hour day. It took several decades before the labor movement won the victory of a 40-hour work week. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.